Today we are talking Pan Am Championships. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome back, ATA Nation. This is Senior Master Zach Caden. I am your host, and we are on episode 89 of the ATA Nation podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love to have you as part of ATA Nation listening in. I am super excited about today's episode. We are talking with Senior Master Cabrera about the Pan Am Championships. And I don't know about you. I've seen these. I've seen that we have Pan Am Champs. I've even seen that we have like Team USA go down and some other people go down, but I've never really quite understood the whole process. So I was super excited to get him on the show today. And I'll tell you, I talked to my wife. When my kids get a little bit older, we are totally heading to some Pan Am Championships. So let's get right into the interview now.
Special guest interview.
Vera, how are you today, sir?
Excellent. Thank you, sir, for inviting me.
We're really excited to have you. Before we get into kind of our main topic, can you give us a little information about how did you start in martial arts? Where did your journey begin?
Good. I started in Uruguay. Uruguay is a small country between Brazil and Argentina in South America. And when I was a kid, and then my instructor met Grandmaster Osuna, that he was in charge of ATA in South America. And then my instructor quit ATA, and then Master Osuna walked away, and then I stay in ATA since then.
That's awesome. So you've been in martial arts since a little kid, huh?
Correct. I started when I was 12, and I started doing ATA from that point up today that I am almost 50.
Oh, that's awesome. I want to talk a little bit about the Pan Am Games, but right before that, I know you're part of the group that helps connect Latin America and our Latin American Masters Council and all that kind of stuff back and forth. How are things going in ATA across the country or across the globe?
Good. Let me tell you, in South America, everyone stick with ATA. We have a very solid, united, loyal group. There are over almost 400 schools in Latin America. There are countries like Chile that they have 2,300 competitors in their tournament. So it's as big as the nationals in U.S. And same thing when we do our Pan Am, we have people from Uruguay, Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, Panama.
Wow. So speaking of the Pan Am Games, they're coming up. I've never been. We see about it a little bit. You see the Pan Am champs at World Championships a little bit. Tell us what the Pan Am Games are, the championships are, and who can be there. Give us an overview of what it is.
Yes, sir. We have three events. We have the regular tournament, regular division that everyone can compete. And then we have a TOC, Tournament of Champions, for the Pan Am title. So if you are on South America, you need to qualify on your country in order to, you have to be in the top 10 in your country in order to go to the Pan Am and win the title. And if you are from the United States, if you are on top 10 and you are a black belt, so if you are in the standing, you can go to the Pan Am, and if you win, you're going to becoming a Pan Am champ. So all the Americans, Canadian, Europe, they can go to the Pan Am. The good news that on the past, somehow people didn't know that they can go and show up and compete. But we are getting more traction, and we are getting more and more competitors for all over the world.
That's super cool. So just like at World Championships, you have kind of two events. It's two tournaments. You have a TOC And then you have the regular competition. So no matter where I am in standings or whatnot, I could come and compete in just the, or a student could come and compete in the regular tournament. Is that correct?
Correct. The same thing that World Champ, two tournaments in one.
And then if I were from the US or from Canada, Britain, if I came from Chief Master Schreiber School and I came over, but I was ranked in the top 10 for the world standings, I would get to be able to go into the TOC. Is that correct?
That's correct. And if you win, you're going to have a blue letters on your back that say Pan Am Champ.
Cool.
So that's why I encourage people, if we in America, we are running or chasing the red letters, but some people already got it. So next challenge should be to have the Pan Am title on your back.
Yeah, get the blue letters. So the Pan Am champion. Let's say I'm interested in going. It's when this year, and it's in Brazil. Am I correct?
Correct. This year is going to be in Brazil, in a city called Florianópolis. It's the safest city in Brazil. It's very safe. It's affordable. It's a place. We call kind of like the Hawaiian version of South America, because it looks somehow like a Hawaii. Beautiful trails, nature, beaches is beautiful. And this year going to be in Brazil. It's going to be September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. That's going to be the tournament. At the end of September 29th, 30th, and October 1st, and then we will have our third event, which is Instructor Camp. Presiding Grandmaster gonna come to our Instructor Camp that is going to be October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And we train for 3 days with the masters out there, with all the masters from South America. And we have people that are coming from the United States to participate as well in this Instructor Camp.
Oh, awesome. So you have quite the big event going on there. Is this something I have to pre-register for? Is it through, like, everybody here is used to using ATA Easy Sign Up for the local tournaments and stuff like that. Do you pre-register for this event?
Good. Great question, because all the Americans can use the same website they get used to, which is ATA Easy Sign Up. If they go there, I believe the first link is going to be Pan Am Champ.
Excellent. And is there travel information? If I need to know like where to fly into or book a resort or a hotel or whatnot, is that all online somewhere as well?
We have, I was sharing some links. There are links. There is a link for the hotel, a link for the competition. I can share the ATA Easy Sign Up link if somebody doesn't have it. I am kind of like the contact, one of the contact in South America for everyone from US, because I have schools in US as well. If somebody wants to go, they can contact me. I can share all this link, or we can live in some platform as if you wish to inform those people where to go.
Cool. So we'll push them your way and make sure they connect with you. So let's say I go, I'm sure it's a little like, it's probably like for someone who comes from South America who decides to come to World Championships, they're there, they don't speak the language, they got to figure out all the things and all the stuff. Is that what it's like if I decide to come to the Pan Am Games, I expect?
It's true that in South America, not everyone speaks English. You don't have like, oh, I can ask everyone, anybody, and anybody will answer. But there are a lot of people that do speak English, and everyone gonna have help. I will be one of the ambassadors for sure, but there are many more that they can help people. Yeah.
Excellent. It seems like such a neat experience to be able to, you know, for a lot of us in the US, you know, we go to Worlds over and over and over again. It seemed to me that this year at World Championships, we had even more people from overseas. It just seemed like it was a bigger number. I don't know if it actually was, but just the number of flags that I saw and the number of different groups and large groups from lots of areas. I think we in the U.S., it'd be cool to go over and do more with you guys at the Pan Am. I know they've got the European championships and stuff these days now, too. You know, what a great experience for people, for martial artists.
Yeah, and even from Americans, I was, just to give you a little bit of a story, a personal story. I was on the Pan Am the last year, and I was being the one of the center judge for team competition. And different nationals team were competing, and the energy went to the roof. People were screaming, cheering on. The energy was so high. And in some point, I say, break, stop, the match is over, bow. And I walk away. One of the American's parents, a couple of American guys were there, and this guy told me, wow, this is the reason why I came here. The energy is amazing.
Oh, that's
so they
awesome.
Have a cool experience. And they told me, I told them, but in US, it's the same thing. I don't know, man. I have just goosebumps. I am so pumped up. This is amazing.
Well, I'll tell you, that final match at the Songnam Cup this year, what was it? Was it Argentina and Team USA?
Correct.
That was a pretty electric match. Things were getting pretty, yeah. And there weren't even a ton of people there. You know, it was kind of a small group for such a big event. And man, it was getting pretty exciting at that event.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. The energy is good. But the good news that you can go to South America. I went a couple of times to the European tournament, and the good news is, if you speak English, Portuguese, Spanish, we have a language in common that is Songnam Taekwondo. That is our common language that we all speak, and we feel comfortable in our skin because we know that we are on the family. We are in the same family.
Yeah, ATA Nation is not doesn't have borders. We're everywhere. It's a family reunion at whatever tournament you go to. That's super cool. Yeah.
Correct. So, it is.
I had one more question. I forgot. I was going to ask this other question. So you said, let's say I'm interested in doing the TOC competition. I have to be ranked. Is that, you know, we get all these tournament year things going on. Is that ranked the previous year or current year? Do you know off the top of your head which ranking I have to be?
Yes, it's you're gonna compete on the same rank like you were in a US tournament, and the points are from the beginning of the season until September the 10th.
Okay,
that's so, when the cutoff is.
Gotcha. It's the new season that we just started. All those kind of things. Perfect. Okay, double check.
Correct. Correct.
The games down there, the Pan Am Championships, you guys move it around different years. It's in different places. Is that right? Is this the first time at this location?
No, we did last year in Brazil, same city, same place. It's going to be in Brazil this year. And then we're going to do for 2 years in Chile, Santiago, which is the capital of Chile.
Excellent. So you get to move around, get to go to some different places. That's awesome.
Correct. We did in the past in all the countries. We did in Paraguay, we did in Uruguay, in Argentina, in Chile, in Brazil, in Peru. We did in all the countries.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, if somebody's listening and they're thinking like, you know what, maybe it's something we should look into doing, what would you suggest? You tell them just you book your flights and get going, or what advice do you give them?
I will say, of course, that we love compete, we love tournament, we love the ATA family, but at the same time, you're going to kind of like a kill two birds with one stone. For example, in Brazil, you're gonna compete, you're going to see the ATA family, but at the same time, you're going to go to trails with a lot of nature. You're going to have a lunch or dinner on the beach with your bare feet on the sand. And it's very affordable. We can pay. This is kind of like a side note. Sometimes we were eating shrimp or fish, fresh. Actually, let me tell you one story. I was on the beach with barefoot, with my feet on the sand, and then I saw a fisherman, and he pulled his small boat. He was kind of like a chopping the fish. He walked toward to the restaurant that I was in, and I asked this guy, Wait, did you work for this restaurant? And the guy told me, no, I am the owner of the restaurant. And I go, really? And you were fishing? Yes. Can I get what you just fished? Of course. Which one do you want? It cannot get fresher than this.
No, sir. That is the freshest fish you'll ever have.
And then we get fish that fresh, and we were like three people, we pay like $10.
Oh, man.
All three together. So that is another good news. It's affordable, it's nature, it's safe, different culture, good weather, good people, ATA, family-oriented. So it's a good combination. You're going to kill multiple stone with multiple birds with one stone.
Oh, that sounds awesome. With my kids, when they get a little bit older, we're totally coming to, it's the perfect vacation, business expense, you know, it's all set all together there. That sounds amazing. So we'll make sure that there are links in the show notes for places to find out the information. Everybody can go to ATA Easy Signup. I know ATA has been posting some information on their social medias about the championships as well. Sir, I want to thank you for your time. I know we'll have you back on in the future talking about some other things with how Latin America is going and whatever. We want to make sure we're including all ATA Nation, no matter where we are.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the good job that you are doing it, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
Listener feedback.
Well, ATA Nation, another great interview. Super cool, this Pan Am Championships. Definitely something, like I said earlier, I want to take my family to in the future. We'll have to get some more information about the European Championships and that kind of stuff as that comes around too. But I want to get some listener feedback. So number one, you can always reach out to me on Instagram. As you might have noticed, we've been putting in a little bit more time in our Instagram, putting some reels out there with some of the clips from our interviews, and we're going to continue to do that. But some of you guys jumped on board and got your trading cards. So if you are part of our kind of insider group, if you go to atama.ninja/uncut, you can pick up one of our membership cards. It's like $2, and that's just so that you we don't have a bunch of bots take them. But then each week we're going to drop you a card that features the a digital trading card that features the guest that was on the previous episode. So make sure there's still time to grab that if they're out there. And I did make a few extras of Mr. Walls, and we'll probably have a few extra of Senior Master Cabrera, so you can grab those if you go over there to atama.ninja/uncut. Make sure you check that out. If you have any errors putting that in your web browser, take the S off the HTTP. Make it just HTTP :// atama.ninja/uncut. Okay, guys, that's going to wrap it up for us today. We had some issues with getting the recording downloaded from our site where we've been doing our video and all that kind of stuff. They do a great job, but there were a little errors this time. So we got this episode out late, so I want to make sure to get it to you now. So until next week, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Secret part. I wonder how many of you guys listen to this. I'd love to see. Anyways, make sure you're getting those trading cards. They're pretty cool. It's something I want to keep doing just as a neat memento and something that you can have, and then someday you can trade them with a bunch of people and be like, hey, I collected the first one or whatnot. Anyways, some cool stuff coming up. Make sure you stay tuned and share this with your friends. Let us know who you'd like to hear on the podcast as well. I always love feedback. Let me know. Take care.